Football is a rough game and often a cruel one.
Every time you lose, you die a little bit. You die inside, a portion of you. Not all of your organs, maybe just your liver.
Pain is inevitable.
They're killing me, Whitey, they're killing me!
There was only the painful face of failure.
Okay, fellas, hey fellas, this is what you work all off-season for. This is why you lift all them weights. This is why you do all that.
There was a fighting heart under the ribs of defeat.
Never give up, baby, never give up.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football. Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on KFAVE Sports Radio, where it is all a work. Week 5. NFL season, we are here in, oh, what fun are we going to have talking about week 4 and the what the fuck week we had. But anyway, getting into things, I am your host, Heavyset, and from this point forward, Joe will not be on the show. I'm not going to say anymore, he is still welcome, but he is having a lot of shit going on in his life, and it just doesn't seem he can juggle the show and everything he has going on. He is definitely open to come back. I still have open communication to him. There was no falling out or no problems. So he might be showing up here and there. Hopefully we can actually get more people to be on this show. But the show, as always, must go on, because unlike last year, I want this to be a normal season where we start with week 1 and go all the way to the Super Bowl. There's no weeks that we have to take off because we can't get the show going. I have a laptop. I have a wireless hotspot so I can get everything in. I can do everything. I'm in a truck of my own. No bullshit this year. So, like I said, moving forward, and who do I have? Well, when you have a trend that just seems to work, you just gotta stick with it. So filling in for the time being, the interim co-hosts, or the whatever you want to call them, we first off have the Mop Jockey.
How you doing?
How you doing? Realest guy in the room.
How you doing?
And then we have...
I can't get it up here, and...
FTW! Fuck you, man. Come on.
Seriously?
How you doing?
Seriously.
How you
I
doing?
Can get it up here.
What?
Okay. Where do we begin on week 4? Okay.
Fucking weird week of football.
We've kind of skipped how our teams have done, talking from the week before. Before we get into the picks, actually, we'll kind of accumulate it in. I'm going to start with my Bears.
They were on a bye, right?
Seemed like it. No, they were on a bye the last half of that game. That first half of the game I was listening to on XM, it sounded very interesting, sounded very close. I do not understand why they onside kicked it when they did. But at that time, that kind of turned into a momentum shift. It started to almost work out in their favor, but at the 9 seconds left in the half, they go for a touchdown, and because of blocking, and I've yet to actually see how it looked, but because there was no camera that actually could visibly see the ball going over the plane, they couldn't rule it a touchdown. So that fucked them, and they started off great in the second half by holding fucking Aaron Rodgers to a field goal, and then everything went downhill.
Well, in my opinion, and it's like we was talking about Cutler last week, Cutler is amazing at times, but then he starts to try hard, and it doesn't work out. He's not good enough to carry a team like Rodgers is. He's just not.
So what you're saying is Cutler.
Cutler, cut and cut it.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is an elite quarterback. He's in a league among Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Drew Brees.
I don't think Brady's there anymore.
No. I'm talking
all time.
I'm talking about the quarterbacks who are in the league and what they're known for. You can have bad years. That's perfectly fine. But
Brady's on his second bad year.
Yeah, we can talk about that here in a few, because there's kind of different ways to look at that. But those are your top four quarterbacks in the NFL. I don't know who you would put as fifth.
I mean, Luck. Luck has been pretty freaking good so far this year.
I'm not talking just this year.
No, me either. But he has he is one step from being above those guys, if not already on the same level.
All Luck has to do is win a Super Bowl. That's the only thing that is getting him that. Because look at everyone else of that status. And you know, it's not when you win a Super Bowl you automatically become that. Because I don't consider Eli Manning or
Trent Dilfer. I'm
talking about people playing right now.
Russell Wilson.
Or who am I thinking of?
Flacco.
Roethlisberger. But all those quarterbacks were decent in really good systems, and they all had pretty good defenses. It worked for them. But we're talking great quarterback. These quarterbacks who don't need that defense, and the having a Super Bowl actually kind of holds him back from that. He could very well get into that. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was the same way before he actually won a Super Bowl, but then again, it didn't take him too fucking long.
But Rodgers was an elite quarterback before winning the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is a team achievement, whereas being an elite quarterback is a position achievement. It's himself. So Luck, the quarterback, is either an elite quarterback now or will be by the end of the year. The Super Bowl is, like I said, it's a team award. I don't think Indianapolis can win a Super Bowl with the team they have, but I think I would take Aaron Rodgers and put him on, if I'm starting a team, Rodgers is probably Luck's probably the first guy I'm taking.
Nah. He shows promise. That is one of the things for me. Promise of being like one of those next level elite quarterbacks. I think what actually kind of works in his benefit too is Tom Brady. Who knows how much exactly time he has left. I think Peyton Manning is also coming at the end of his career. So you move those two out of the league, let's say 5 years from now. Luck's still going to be there. Breeze, question.
Won't be. Breeze is at the end of his also.
That's what. Yeah, question. So that leaves up totally enough time for Andrew Luck to get in that company.
Well, there's a reason the Colts were okay with letting Manning go. I mean, there really was. This guy is the real deal.
I still don't understand. I still don't believe I still don't 100% agree with that decision. But it's only because if I were the Colts, I would have tried to keep Peyton Manning on one way or another, just because that's a team right there. If you want someone to teach Andrew Luck, you'd fucking have to be Peyton Manning. But, I mean, they threw him out on the field and there's really not much you can really complain about him.
But when he came back, it would have been Luck's second year, if you remember right. His first year, Luck's rookie season was the year that Manning was out. So what it was, were you going to have...
No.
Yes.
No. Because the fact that he was out was why they got Luck.
I thought they drafted him before he left.
Nope.
No.
The Colts lost in the playoffs. Manning went through surgeries the whole whole off season. It was questionable if he was going to start. I was actually in a fantasy league with a huge Colts fan, and he picked up Peyton Manning. I forget what round it was. I'm just like, I don't know if I'd pick him up at all. He's like, oh, no, it's a great idea. I'm like, no, I don't even think he's going to play. A couple weeks later, it was announced he had needed some more surgery, and he would be out for the rest of the year. Because him being out, that team was trash. And then after they picked up Luck, actually, I don't remember if they got rid of...
It wasn't really a get rid of. It was they didn't re-sign, if I remember correctly.
Well, I'm just trying to figure whether they drafted Luck and then didn't re-sign Dayton, or is it the other way around?
I know there was discussion of if they bring back Peyton, or he was still on the team at the time, whether what that, you know what I'm saying, whether they trusted Manning enough to play, and would Manning take a back seat to Luck? That was the discussion, because they didn't know what they had with Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, we've gone on an extreme tangent from talking about Aaron Rodgers and how
we're good at that.
Bears. I mean, the Bears. We'll see how they'll do this week. I don't remember what I have my picks for, but we'll get into that and let's move on to. Or do you even really want to talk about the Titans?
They suck.
Speaking of Andrew Luck, let's talk about how they did again. The Titans.
The Titans are just bad. They're a freaking train wreck, dude. What can you say? I mean, they suck.
Mm-hmm.
It's just bad football.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about them. I've didn't really watch or pay attention to that game. The only thing that sucks about being on the road as much, less I can pay attention to.
We could talk about someone else's team.
Anyway, and let's move on to the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, Shane, you want to talk about how your team did?
Yeah. Nick Foles sucks. Referees kind of sucked in that game. I'm not making excuses.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound like it.
no, not at all.
I think they're the luckiest 3-1 team in the league right now.
Of course.
Like, it wouldn't surprise me to see them lose to St. Louis this week. God damn it.
No. Honestly, you can blame Foles all you want. LeSean McCoy, how many yards did he have?
That's
a problem.
Like, in my opinion,
that's bad as Calvin Johnson's numbers.
Calvin's hurt. There's an excuse for that.
That's true.
What the fuck is the excuse for McCoy?
He plays for Philly.
No, he's just an arrogant piece of shit. In my opinion, start Darren Sproles over him.
Why? McCoy is one of the best running backs in the league, period. You have to try to get... what do you have, 10 carries, tops?
Yeah, they do need to run some more running plays.
Absolutely. They might give your fucking defense a damn breather. They might actually be able to stop a team if they had 5 seconds to rest.
Yeah. I think the offense needs to slow down, give the defense some rest, some more running plays. Nick Foles needs to learn how to throw at a player and have the player catch it, and then Philadelphia might be able to go 4-1 this week, but it wouldn't surprise me to see him go 3-2.
Yeah. It's just a crazy, crazy week in the NFL. Let's briefly touch on the New England Patriots. It's once again, I didn't really watch this game. I was watching Raw at the time. Sounds like it was actually a better way to spend my time. The only thing that I was paying attention was their kicker, because a league that me and Mop are in, it's the only league that I am actually undefeated in, and I won literally by a half a point with the Patriots kicker, and I was only a point and a half losing when the game started. So I breathe a sigh of relief.
Well, a couple of things. Kansas City is better than we thought, I guess, and it was in Kansas City.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of an excuse there. But New England, what do they have as an offensive weapon?
Here's the question that I keep hearing on sports shows, and I'm gonna tie it in with something else that I've been saying for a while. Who steps down from their GM role first? Jerry Jones or Bill Belichick?
Jerry Jones, because he'll die first.
Yeah, true.
It's like Al Davis. He's literally going to die on the job. Yeah. And Belichick is not going to give up. Belichick is not giving up that job.
I almost think it's what they need to, because maybe the GM era for at least the Patriots, with being at Belichick, is over. Go back to just being the coach. Stop reaching. Stop doing everything you're doing, because you've let a lot of really good players go from your championship team for what?
They were talking about it on Football Today, how that you're talking about two jobs that one person can barely do, let alone trying to do both of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Being a coach is a full-time, more than a full-time job. Being a GM is more than a full-time job. And now you're doing both. And so far, Shanahan tried it, failed. Holmgren tried it, failed. Belichick is doing it.
I was listening to PTI, and they actually brought up the point that after he stepped down, they made it to the playoffs. I mean, they made it to the Super Bowl. They didn't win.
Who's that?
Holmgren.
Yeah.
But that's what they were correlating in with Belichick. It's like, okay,
absolutely.
Step down, maybe you can just stick with being the coach, and you can make it.
All you have to do with Belichick is listen to one fucking press conference. The guy's an arrogant, cocky, fucking ass bag.
There he is.
I'm the only one. I don't hate Bill Belichick. I don't hate Tom Brady.
I
don't hate the people.
I hate them both.
I love Tom Brady.
You remember that part in Batman where the field implodes and during the middle of a game? I wish that happened to the Patriots.
I wish it happened in Pittsburgh. Oh, no, I meant it.
Oh, yeah, that would be perfect. The Patriots versus the Steelers, field implodes, the stadium goes away, never seen again.
I don't understand the hatred for Tom Brady. I fucking love him. If I wasn't a Bears fan and I wasn't a Browns fan, or if I was one of those people that they like just players, Tom Brady and the Patriots would be on top of my list.
I hate the Patriots.
Yeah, I fucking hate them. Too.
You guys aren't real Americans.
No, that's not fair.
Yeah, no. That's bullshit.
Oh, okay.
Real Americans love Patriots of every color, size, creed, and no matter what sport they play or who they play.
Yeah, it's kind of like Dallas. It's kind of like Dallas being America's team, and I fucking hate Dallas.
There's a commercial on XM for Stephen A. Smith's show that he has on XM, and he mentions about the Cowboys being America's team, and he's like, they're not America's team. I thought America was about winners.
Yeah. I don't know if there was a different fan base from what New England and Pittsburgh have, I might like that team more. I fucking hate Patriot fans, and I fucking hate Steeler fans.
Oh, I hate Steelers fan with a passion. But it's sad to say, you know what the most popular team in the country is?
Probably the fucking Cavaliers right now.
Oh, no. Actually, I meant football. We're a football podcast. Oh. We don't talk about other sports.
We've talked about everything but football, so shut up.
Monday Night Raw.
Exactly.
But no.
Most
popular team in America. I think the most popular team is the most hated team at the same time.
That could be. I could also see Denver being one of the top ones.
Nope.
Because of Peyton Manning.
Nope.
Because of Peyton Manning and bandwagon jumpers.
Nope. As somebody who is out on the road a lot, the team that I see in more states than any is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I fucking hate the Steelers.
And I am a firm believer, and I hate admitting this, that the Pittsburgh Steelers are the most popular team in the nation.
I think they are, too, because there's a lot of Steelers fans up here.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Steelers
fans. Yeah, that's very possible.
And there's a truck stop chain called Love's. It's one of the top ones my company likes to go to, likes to send me to. And they all have, right now at this time, there's a lot of NFL merchandise there. Seriously, no matter where I go, they have their local teams that are within certain area, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I could be in Texas. They'll have, Dallas Cowboys, the Texans, depending on which part of Texas I'm in, but they will also have the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah. Well, that's how it's up here. Giants,
there's no,
Bills, and Steelers.
There's no justifying bad choices.
Oh, but I'm a firm believer that they are the most popular team. But I think on the flip side, they are the most hated team because Steelers fans will hate, depending on where they're from and whatnot, what the team they hate the most. But there's a lot of teams that hate the Steelers. Browns fans hate the Steelers. Ravens fans hate the Steelers. Cowboys fans, well, no, not Cowboys, Cardinals. Cardinals fans hate the Steelers.
Everyone hates the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course, then again, you know, their jerseys being at all those truck stops could also mean that they never sell them.
Well, it's not jerseys, but it's just merchandise.
Right, memorabilia. Right.
T-shirts, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just may never sell them, so they're on the shelves all the time.
No, they're maybe everywhere I fucking go. But like I said,
hey, I can dream.
Yeah.
And up here in New York, like the most popular Steelers jersey I see is actually Jerome Bettis still.
That literally has been there since he retired.
Yeah.
But yeah, where do we get on this fucking tangent? Yeah, I actually, I'll tell you what, speaking of, you know, about New England, I'd heard it on PTI, and I'd seen an article about it, and I shared it on my Facebook. It was basically saying the Steel Curtain is dead and gone. And I think that's not only true for the Steelers, but that's true for the Bears and their Monsters of the Midway defense. Granted, I think the Bears are known Monsters of the Midway as a whole, but they're known for their defense. That defense is no more. And
no,
it's kind of the Patriots, what they're known for, is just, for right now, is gone too.
Speaking of Chicago, do you realize that game there was zero punts?
Yes, I do realize that.
That's fucking insane.
All right, let's move on and let's talk about the how everything's going in the Pick'ems League. Let me see, weird picks. Fartnado once again did not pick again. I got to double check with Brian, see what the fuck he's doing. Carp, he actually almost pulled one over on everybody. He was the only one to pick the Buffalo Bills, but unfortunately, they lost. Same with only one Mart picking Oakland over Miami, and he was the odd man out there. And was there anybody who was the only person to pick a win? We had some close ones. Mop, as well as Miguel, were the only ones to pick Kansas City over New England. I think I picked in the preview, I picked New England, but I said it was going to be like a good game. I think it was going to be close.
Right.
Well, I guess it wasn't close, but I meant,
not at all.
I meant they would put up, the Chiefs would put up a fight. Granted, they put up a fight in New England. I was like, yeah, we're going to lay down.
Yeah.
Everybody picked the Colts. Everybody picked the Chargers. We got those right. And everybody picked the Steelers to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So the question is, should I get rid of
this? With the first pick in the NFL draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select.
There it went. Or did I drop?
No, you're still there.
You're still there.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, like I said last week, they're a very talented team. They're not going to have the number one pick. They're just playing bad.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Should I get rid of the soundbite?
Yep.
Yeah.
I
watching Oakland play? Yes, absolutely.
And deleted.
Yeah.
Jacksonville,
I wouldn't rule Jacksonville out of the number one pick yet either.
Oh, we still have them up. We still have them up here. We'll get to those. Yeah, everybody got Pittsburgh wrong. Everybody got Atlanta wrong too. Pickett, that was disgusting.
Yeah. Yes.
And go over where we are sitting for the Picks League. Starting at 12th, we still have Fartnado at 15. Like I said, I got to double check, see where he's standing. Miguel ended at 11th at 25. 28, only one Mart at, well, Soccer Fucker. And 10th. Tied for 8th is myself and Shane.
I can't get it up here.
Yep.
And
nope. I mean, yes, I can. Damn it.
In seventh place, we have the mop jockey, who we have to point out, he actually got the most last week with 10 correct.
Yeah, because the NFL finally got it right.
Mm-hmm. Sure. If they got it right, then you would have got 13.
Well, they can't be perfect.
Right.
It looked too suspicious.
And then...
just remember, I am the returning champ of the picks also.
Yeah, then why are you in seventh place?
It's long season, son. Because, like I said, the NFL finally got the message.
And in sixth place, Joe Bennett. Fifth place, Jack from Toons with 33. Fourth place, Carp at 34. Third place, Mr. G, DRG at 35. And a tie for first place, even though someone tried to tell me that they were in first. It's Ant and Dan tied at 37. It has Ant as number one, but there's no dividers. It's still first and second.
Right. There's no tiebreakers.
Yeah. I think whoever had the better week the week prior is what they give higher to.
It could be alphabetical too, since A is before D.
No, it has Shane over me in the. Yeah, it has Shane over me in the Pick'ems as a total, and he got one more than me last week.
Right. Oh, yeah. So
that's yeah, that could be.
And he's the Goonies, and I'm Heavy Set, so T-H, yeah.
The Goonies.
You and your weird fucking names.
Yep.
I look forward
weird names for weird people.
I look forward to your Pick'ems name next year called Fisting Fireman 9.
No, that will never happen, sir.
Even though you've never seen one through 8.
All right, here I'll make a bet with you guys. I'll make a bet with you guys right now. If I cannot win a fantasy football game this week, I will change my fantasy football team name to Fisting Fireman 10.
Done.
No, wait a minute. Hold on.
Come on, it's on the board.
No, because they have a limit. I'm trying to make sure it's within the limit, the character limit. What was the? No, I would say name your. Well,
just put Fisting Fireman. That'll fit for sure.
Put Fisting, yes, yeah, put Fisting Fireman 10. If that can't work, Fisting Fireman 9. I mean, Fisting Fireman, period. Okay.
All right, that'll work. All right.
And,
God damn it.
And let's get into the Fantasy League real quick. In at 10th place, 0-4, the Goonies, 4 now.
Fisting Fireman.
Dum, dum, dum.
Tie for 8th place at 1-3, Carp and the real Joby Juniors. Well, Carp's tip-top team. Tie for fifth place. We had 2-2. The midway point is myself, Jack from Toons, as Jeff Fisher guys, and Pin Me, Pay Me, and a tie for first, because if you can't do the Pick'ems League, you definitely can do the Fantasy League, and you can be first place. Oh, tie for it, 3-1. Plan B, Brian from Toons, Boobs, Miguel, your champ, the Mop Jockey. And the Fear Boners,
yes,
Ace from Macho Man Radio. And let's go real quick. I mean, I always skip over this.
It's beautiful.
But how the games we have this week, so we can just explain who, for those who aren't in the league, who Shane will be facing this week and his competition. First off, elsewhere in the league, Plan B will be going up against Boobs. So that's 2-3-1 teams, so somebody's going to come out on top. Pin Me, Pay Me. Dan the Cannon will be going up against the Fear Boners, Ace from Macho Man Radio. Looking forward to how that one turns out. Your champ will be going up against the real Joe B. Juniors.
Yep. Smoke his ass.
I'm going to be going up against Jeff Fisher, guys. So we're both 2-2, so one of us is going to come out on top. At least come out with a winning record, and one's going to come with a losing record. And that leaves...
Think of that all on your own.
Yeah.
All right, good job.
And that only leaves the Goonies to go up against Carp's tip-top team.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. Go Canada.
God damn it.
Oh, Canada.
Something, 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 something.
Native land.
Do you actually know the Canadian national anthem?
I've heard it enough being a wrestling fan.
And living in Canada.
Yeah, you're pretty.
Yeah, I mean,
Canada South.
An hour away from the border.
Mm-hmm.
So why aren't you protecting it better?
I like Canadians.
Seriously, dude. We the fucking people.
If I lived down in Texas, I'd be down there.
We the fucking people. You protect our motherfucking borders.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'll quit my job and sit there with a BB gun.
Sounds good to me.
You protect us from the wetbacks and the frostbacks.
I would say sorry, Miguel, but I'm not.
Yes, sir.
I was going to say, I don't think he listens, but I actually think he does.
Well, fuck you then.
And, let's see. Let's talk about it. Actually, before we get into how our teams are doing, how we think they're going to do this week, I want to bring up this little soundbite.
With the first pick in the NFL draft, the Oakland Raiders select
Dennis Allen fired after an 0-4 start. Is it safe to say that the Oakland Raiders, I mean, they're not only going to have just had the first round draft pick, but that's a different story. They are one of the worst teams in the NFL right now.
That's a very safe assumption.
Yeah.
And it's not all unjustified. They're still trying to recover from Al Davis's debacle. I mean, I don't know what else you call it.
From 30 years ago. It happened 2 years ago.
Yeah, he finally gives up. Well, he finally passes away and gives up the job. And they finally are starting to come out from underneath the cap hits and all the other bullshit that he had him under. It's a rebuilding process there, big time.
Yeah, it's going to take a while for those guys to even be a 500 team. So,
and I'm sorry that the coach. I don't give a shit who is coaching that team. That's not going to change anything. The coach,
right?
The coach can only you can only polish a turd so much.
Yeah, you can't make chicken salad out of chicken shit.
Well, you heard who's the interim, right?
No.
Tony Soprano, or Soprano, whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah.
The guy that was in Tampa Bay before that sucked in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another problem with teams like Oakland and, like, Jacksonville. They're such shitty teams that you cannot go after a coach that has won Super Bowls or has a winning record because they're not going to put themselves in that position to be with such a shitty team. And that sucks for teams like Oakland and Jacksonville. That
all you need, though,
could be good.
You need hope. There needs to be some amount of hope within the team that despite the record that they can look at the team and like, well, if I do this, this, and this, they'll be a more successful team. I kind of look at the Browns. We've not really had any high-profile coaches. Well, we've had some, but that goes in the time period of the previous owner,
yeah, but
Randy Lerner.
That goes, yeah, to like right now, you guys have a good owner, and you guys are making changes for the better, where Oakland is still in that phase where they don't know what the hell they're doing. And I don't think it was justified for that guy to get fired, because that team, I guarantee you that locker room is already thinking, okay, next year's going to be different. This year's already a bust.
But that's just it, dude. Next year's not going to be any different.
Name one player
on that team that you can see any kind of a future out of.
They do have a good running back lineup, but
yeah,
no, that no
line sucks.
That running back lineup is over 30 years old already.
Yeah,
where's
but
the future?
Yeah, but that's the best. That's the best thing you could see coming out of that right now.
There's no future there.
No,
I mean David Carr.
I mean, we're looking at the now, and that's about the only thing you can say positive for Oakland in this season right now is their running back group.
As far as the situation goes,
I mean, they really need to draft one and pray to God he don't, you know, get addicted to cough syrup or whatever the fuck it was.
That's the other problem. Their draft picks have missed on so many draft picks. I mean, just fallen flat. And you can't do that in the NFL. You can't miss out on first round picks. If that happens, your team loses. Look at Cleveland for years.
Yes.
It was like every fucking first round draft pick flopped. course, some of that was the people they were picking too.
Well, yeah. It's even what I said before. It actually goes beyond just who they're picking. It's who is picking them.
Well, right. It's who's making the decision to draft those players.
Uh-huh.
I mean, really, did Cleveland honestly think a damn near 30-year-old quarterback drafting in the first round was a good idea?
The question was who drafted him, and it was, was that Pat Shurmur?
I don't know who did it.
There's been so many head coaches and GMs and all that.
But
what it was is he was looking, whoever made the decision was looking at him and was like, yeah, that's going to be who we're going to go for. They saw this and that and blah, blah, blah. And I think all the regime changes also what was fucking up Cleveland for a while. But at the same time, you're just getting people in there who are wanting a free ride.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike Holmgren is one of the biggest, pun intended, of that whole thing. If you go back to NFL Easy Picks some point, I think last year, and it's a video I just went back and rewatched, of comedian Mike Polk and how many times I've played some of his stuff on here, where he kind of mentions how, you know, we just paid for a steak for Mike Holmgren tonight. That's kind of how it was. Mike Holmgren is living life high. I mean, he might be off it now, but we were paying him. I think at one point we were paying him and Romeo Crennel. Romeo Crennel left with a big contract.
Right.
And
Football Today was talking about that, where the only way you can entice coaches, when he's talking about Oakland, the only way you can entice, you know, good coaches and good free agents is you overpay them. It's the only way you can do it because nobody wants to go there.
Yeah.
I still think players will want to go to a team if they look at it and they're like, well, if I go to this team and I help get them somewhere and that bumps them up and that brings in more players that, you know, we could possibly win a championship. I mean, it depends on the team. I've always thought there had to have been somebody who was looking at the Browns like that. And now it seems like we're getting to that point.
Right.
Eventually, I would love for us to go out when free agency starts and we pick up
LeBron James.
Wrong sport.
Oh, no, you're going to try to get him to come play football now. Because he's king, right? He's god of everything.
Well, as long as he don't smoke pot.
Oh, I'm sure he does that, too.
No way. Come on.
He's
back on track.
He's in the NBA. Of course he smokes pot.
Oh, no way.
Isn't the National Reefer Association?
No. No. But anyways.
National Bong and Bowl Association?
The National Blazed Association.
But, we're kind of getting there.
That's all right. It's better than what we're talking about now, the National Beating Association.
Oh, God. That's... I don't have much on this story. It's something that came up just how long ago did it say on my phone? It came up 2 hours ago. The Cowboys safety CJ Spillman being investigated for alleged sexual assault at the team hotel on September 20th.
Fucking idiot.
Fucking stupid. Just fucking stupid.
What pisses me off about this, and I'm going to go on a little bit of a tangent.
Okay, team.
Is okay. Anyways, these guys are doing jobs that any of us, motherfucker, any of us would be love to do. Make the money that they're making and just be in that position that they're in. And they're throwing it for what? A sexual assault? You smack your fucking wife in the fucking elevator. You beat your kids. It's like, what the fuck are these guys thinking?
I'm not defending them. Not in the slightest. But you know who's really to blame for it all?
I'd love to hear this.
Everybody.
Society?
I would kind of, basically society. Because it's not like this happened out of nowhere. These players started playing football at a very young age, most of them. At least playing it by high school. At high school level, think of all the high school football players you knew. Okay, imagine that, but a really good one. Had a promising future. He goes from high school to college, and it gets worse. He goes from college to the pros, goes through all the glitz and glamour, He's now a big paid star. He's been doing whatever he's wanted since high school, if not before that. Why would that change?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. And it's not like this is a new phenomenon. This shit has been going on in the NFL forever. What was it? Was it Moon? Was it Moon that it come out that he beat his wife regularly? It was either Warren Moon or Steve McNair. I mean, this is not a new thing. This is just the 24-hour news now has a hold of it.
Well, I've often said that, you know, all the women out there in the world, they should date a Browns fan. Because...
they can really get the shit kicked out of them?
No, because we don't beat anybody.
Pretty much.
Well, they should date Oakland and Jacksonville fans at this point.
Or it's also guys should date female Browns fans. Because they will wait forever, they will patiently wait forever for a ring.
That is true.
Everything going on in the NFL. I don't know why, this year it seems the worst, and it's the crimes that NFL players get involved in, it's either some form of drugs and or alcohol.
Yep. Because that wasn't that like, was it 2 years ago that everybody was getting picked up for DUI?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This year it's the violent phase of it.
Well, like
next year,
like I'll say,
who knows, it'll be the...
There's those two, which I could put them in one category. There's some form of assault in another category. And I don't think I've heard much of it this year, but gun-related.
Right.
Hakeem Nicks shooting himself in the leg.
The funniest joke I ever heard about that was... because he played on the Giants, and then he got...
he shot himself in the leg and then went to the jail.
But when he came back, he went to the Jets.
Yep.
Yeah, something like that.
The joke that I heard when they signed him, I think it was Jimmy Fallon. I hate Jimmy Fallon. But it was like, it made it like the comment that how they signed him and like their new chant is going to go J-E-T-S, bang, bang, bang.
Now it's just wolf, wolf, wolf.
Now it's, okay, something that I've said, I said at the beginning of last year, and I'm starting to think it now. End of this year, on Black Monday, which is the Monday after this, all the Sunday games on Week 17, Rex Ryan will be fired.
Gone. Oh, yeah, I agree.
Oh, God, yeah, probably, but I don't know.
Seriously,
is he the problem?
Sometimes it's not, is the coach the problem? It's have they had enough time to show progress, and they're just going downhill.
Yeah, well, wasn't it the first 2 years they went to the AFC Championship, and look what they've done since then?
Well, they were going great for a while, but he's been on decline the past, I want to say, 3 years.
And yeah. I blame it on his weight loss. See, fat Rex Ryan was good. Skinny Rex Ryan is not, so be fat again.
Yeah, just eat some Twinkies and shut the fuck up.
I don't have the he's fat sound clip.
That's too bad.
Of course, I can't get it up here. And
I don't know who makes the personnel decisions in New York, but bringing in Chris Johnson and Michael Vick, not exactly attractive free agents.
No, that wasn't a good move.
Yeah, but the question is, will they be starting Michael Vick soon? Because Geno Smith, that's another thing we didn't talk about, actually. It's not on Saturday, they haven't done anything with Geno Smith, though, but C.J. Spiller officially getting benched for Kyle Orton.
You said C.J.
Spiller. Manuel?
Manuel.
Fuck them. They might as well just be CM Punk, because that's what their name is.
Yeah.
Initial name. Fuck these players, initial name. And they're on the same fucking team, too.
Yeah, fuck that J.J. Watt guy. He's terrible.
There he is. Fucking overrated motherfucker.
At least it's the same one. Like, I mean, it's J.J., C.J., FBJ.
Honestly, most of those two initial names is because they have really fucking ridiculous first names.
Yeah, like
I think
Ben
I
Jarvis.
Exactly. I think J.J. Watt is like.
But I like Ben Jarvis Green Ellis when he was on the Patriots, and the nickname they had for him was the Law Firm.
Well, yeah. But like J.J. Watt's real name is like Jim James. Would you really want to call somebody Jim James Watson?
Oh no, you should smack your parents for calling me that.
If they're a country singer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But he's not a country singer. He's a fucking absolute goddamn freak defensive end.
I love his commercials he's in.
The Verizon one is hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, there was that one, and when he was on the league a season or two ago.
I missed that.
On a side note, I love the league, but last year fucking sucked.
I can't get into it.
There was a lot of football references, but last year they kind of went outside the box. And there were friends that I had that didn't watch football that liked it. And I'm like, how could you like that show? Because, I mean, I think maybe I was behind on some of them, but then I watched it. It was just like they derailed from football and it pissed me off.
Well, I mean, seriously, how long can you carry on a TV show about a fantasy football team without getting off track? You know, without getting away from it? No.
Have you watched it?
No, I haven't.
Well, basically, it's not just a fantasy football league. It's a group of all these friends who are in the league and the shit that they do to each other and all the it's give it a shot. At least give it the first couple seasons.
I watched most of
season 8. I know why you don't like it.
Why?
It takes place in Chicago.
Oh, I didn't even realize it was Chicago. No, seriously, I watched the first season. I watched the first season, just couldn't get into it. Hey, fuck you.
Okay.
No, I'm good. That just made me laugh. I thought that was funny. I don't laugh often, so bear with me.
You feeling okay? Yeah, you're not going to throw up? You're not going to throw up?
I'm crying.
All right, you got a hose running from your exhaust into your window or something?
All right, anyways, fuck you guys. Shut up, Justin. God damn it. I'm going to edit that out so I still sound like an asshole. That'd be great.
Nope.
Nah, leave it.
No, I'm going to end up a lot of other shit.
Yeah, let's get to some picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
cool. Man, I want to go home.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. I got to get to work.
I want to go home too, but I'm not going to be home till this weekend.
Aww.
So a second. Maybe I'll stop through Franklin, Ohio, and a guy who claims to be my friend and says I never come out and see him. Oh, never mind.
Hey, it's not my fault you show up when I'm not available.
Sure. Anyway, let's start with. And actually, we can go over who's on bye this week, because it's really easy. Because what they're doing is, if you play in England, you have the next week off. So that means the Miami Dolphins and the Oakland Raiders are on bye.
Yeah.
But let's face it.
Yeah, yeah.
The Oakland Raiders have been on bye for 5 weeks.
Yeah, you have to recover from the jet lag of coming back from England, because there's no fucking jet lag going to it. Fucking idiots.
Oh, calm down.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
Where you at, Mop?
Where you at, Mop?
I'm sorry. That fucking England game was awful. That fucking football game sucked. Anyway.
Speaking of England,
well,
something
I'm afraid
I have.
I've got some bad news.
Yeah, the bad news was you've got fucking the Oakland Raiders and the Miami Dolphins playing.
What?
In England.
And I did notice there was a fucking section of the black hole at the stadium.
Well, that's London in general. Oh!
It was really weird watching it, because there is like a huge, you know, most NFL teams, it's the stadium is, or the stands are like right at the back of the end zone almost. There was a big space between the end of the end zone and the stadium, in the where the fans were sitting. It was really weird.
Yeah, just because Wembley's such bigger. But anyway,
right.
Moving on, and we'll kill two birds with one stone, because this one will be really easy. The 1-2 Cleveland Browns at the 1-3 Tennessee Titans. I'm picking Cleveland Browns.
Yes, Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm going to go Cleveland, too.
And I don't get why Tennessee is considered the favorite, because they've done nothing to deserve that.
At home, 1-point favorite.
Oh, yeah, so it goes
away.
Here's one thing I noticed when I was looking at the results from last week. Literally, majority of the favorites won.
Yeah, that's how I wound up at 10 wins. The only two underdogs
I'm trying this too. I'm picking all favorites except for the same thing. There's only three that won. I'm picking three. I may not have been four, but I picked three this week.
I've got two underdogs selected right now.
I can't remember.
Of course.
Yeah.
Did you make the picks, or did you go through and pick every week?
I went ahead and did every week and can switch randomly whenever I feel like it. That way I don't forget.
I'm just up to, like, week 12.
We're going to get to week 17, and then he's going to forget about it. We're going to get into playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, no. There'll be no forgetting nothing.
Playoffs?
Playoffs? Stuttering some bit.
Playoffs?
That's better.
No, I hit stop.
Yeah,
I hit stop. Better. But I gotta remember to hit stop. Anyway.
In the fucking show.
Did we lose Justin?
I don't know.
I'm here.
If he comes on coughing, I'm probably gonna shit my pants laughing again.
I'm here.
Where the fuck have you been?
Oh, I know. You can't hear me when I hit play.
Oh, yeah.
And if I just hit pause, I go.
Playoffs?
Gotta hit stop.
Okay.
Got it. Note taken. Learning.
Learned it.
Oh, yeah, we're going on our team, but it's going... It's much easier when it was just two people and I had to look for three different teams. The St. Louis Rams, who are 1-2 at the 3-1 Philadelphia Eagles. I got the St. Louis Rams. Losing this one to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got the Philly. I don't see... St. Louis is okay on defense. They're awful on offense, and it's in Philly. Oh, God, Philly, fuck.
I'm going to say Philly because they're my team, but like I said earlier, it wouldn't surprise me to see St. Louis pull one out.
Yeah. How about the 3-0 Cincinnati Bengals at the 2-2 New England Patriots? A part of me wants to pick the New England Patriots because they're at home.
They're going to be pissed off.
Well, not just that they're home. Cincinnati playing in prime time on national TV has been so bad it's not even funny. And that really scares the fuck out of me.
Where are you picking?
I'm going to take Cincinnati, but I don't like it.
Yeah. Kind of on the same boat. I'm picking Cincinnati, too.
I'm going Cincinnati.
And another game that I don't feel too strongly about. The 2-2 Chicago
Bears.
At the 2-2 Carolina Panthers. I want to pick Carolina because I think Cam Newton might do better against the Bears defense. But I'm going to stick behind the Bears right now, but I do not have a good feeling about it. And the Panthers are a 2.5-point favorite.
Well, Carolina has zero running backs playing, but I'm still taking Carolina. That defense is so bad.
I'm going to pick Carolina, too.
If it was in Chicago, I might take Chicago, but it's in Carolina.
But remember, they're 0-2 at home. But they're 2-1 on the road.
Well, who have they played at home? Green Bay, which is...
Who
have they played at home?
The Bills and Green Bay.
Oh. Well, one of those teams was good.
Yeah.
And it ain't the Bills.
And they played the Jets and...
The Jets suck.
The 49ers on the road.
Oh,
they played... Something's wrong with the 49er. I don't... We'll get into that in a little bit, but...
Let me see. Let's go. That takes care of everything. We can now go to the social media part of the episode.
Hooray!
Which was mostly you guys, but I need to double check first if we have any emails, because Ant, who is our only fucking emailer, because no one wants to email our show.
Nobody likes
us. Oh, everybody emails Second Shift and DSJMP.
Tweet the table.
And Spanish announce table. But nobody wants to.
Well, then again, how many of those are foreigners that are emailing those shows that don't watch football? I'm sorry, that don't watch real football.
Right. Uh-huh. Well, I know there's American listeners, for fuck's sake. I mean, you can't take five seconds out of your day and be like, sup, guys, you know, mop sucks ass, something.
Make us feel special,
yeah.
Jeez.
Give us 5 minutes of your time. We're not asking for a dollar.
Just email and say we're listening. I'll take
a
dollar.
We're not asking for a dollar, but I have had the PayPal link on KFave Sports for a while, and nobody has ever sent money.
If you donate, you can get 30 seconds more of email time.
Plus 30, Star Sucker.
If you donate, I'll blow you a kiss.
Wow, now we're going to fucking owe people money.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to edit out that kiss part. All right. Oddly enough, only one person who's not here sent in hashtag NFL Easy Picks. I mean, great. You two sent in ones, but I don't really send them in because I'm not going to fucking read them. But first off, Ant the Vigilante said, hashtag NFL Easy Picks. I feel special, probably because we mentioned him so many times in the show, and he's like our unofficial British mascot.
I think he's our only British mascot.
I don't know. I don't know if Only One Mart listens or not.
British people still
suck. I don't know, but if he does listen, we ought to try to get him on, because he's fucking hilarious.
Yes, we need a British input on American football.
Real football.
Real football.
Hashtag, another one from Anthony Vigilante, hashtag NFL Easy Picks. I bet against my Giants. Big mistake. Also, that was a decent Thursday nighter at the Mop Jockey.
Sure. Yeah, it was decent for a Giants fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I told him back, don't ever bet the rivalry games. It's a bad bet.
Yeah.
Oh, was that where you wrote back? Yeah. And then later on, I think you wrote, oh, no, should I read this? You should, to Ant the Vigilante. You should try to get on hashtag NFL Easy Picks, which you could also just mention at NFL Easy Picks on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
After going to the game for the fan experience and everything, and we never heard anything from him. Or maybe he.
Yeah, where you at? Where you at, Ant?
Huh?
Where you at, Ant?
You know what? You did mention me in this one other tweet, but.
Way to respond on your fucking social media thing.
Yeah.
What day was that?
Fucking bug.
Like Tuesday?
Anyway. I don't know.
I don't know.
No, it was sometime last week. But anyway, hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Bah-ha-ha-ha-ha. Go Tampa Bay. Fuck the Steelers.
That's a good tweet. That's a damn good one.
That was at the Mop Jockey.
Yes, sir, it is, because fuck the Steelers.
Damn fine tweet, sir.
And then at Doofus Bitch, we have...
I don't know who that is.
Which, that should be, actually, that is what we should have you change your fantasy team to. The Doofus Bitches.
God damn.
Yeah, but that's a note. No, he's got to change his owner name to Doofus Bitch.
Oh, no, I'm not taking that back. It is October, after all.
Pussy.
And it is FTW Awareness Month.
It is officially FTW, I'm a Doofus Bitch, Awareness Month.
Uh-huh. And at FTW 780, and the 49ers should thank the officials for that win, .. and Nick Foles, hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
And the Eagles defense, and the overrated, I shouldn't be 3-0 fucking Philly team.
Yeah,
Philly sucks.
No, I won't go that far.
They suck.
You suck.
You suck.
And then we have this tweet from at Real Joe B. Jr. Ooh. If you thought last night's football game was crazy, then listen to tonight's hashtag NFL Easy Picks on at the TTNet at 10 p.m. Eastern. Oh, that was from September 2012.
Okay, we're on the TTNet.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
Holy hell.
What happened?
We could very well be back on the Trending Topics Network in the near future.
That would be cool.
Let's do this.
And the last tweet, so that makes, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we had 6 from 3 people.
All right.
We tripled it. We tripled the number from last week.
Yep.
It was 2 last
hashtag, week. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks, and I almost quoted this when we talked about it. Dennis Allen fired as Raiders coach. Jesus turned down the job saying it's a miracle he can't manage to turn them around.
That is so fucking true.
Yes, it is.
So thank you to you two and Ant, the only people who fucking listen to the show.
Yeah,
of course,
you're the only Brit I like.
Yep.
I don't do this for recognition or millions of people or money, but just something. Or go on to
I do
Kayfabe Sports on iTunes and rate us.
I'm doing it for the money.
That's why I had to cut your pay in half.
We're not getting paid.
Pop is.
I'm not booked. I'm not booked on the show.
I was told that that needs to go on the soundboard already.
Yes.
Yep.
And I'll get to it eventually. So let's get into the other games. We have what will be tonight's game, the Minnesota Vikings at the Green Bay Packers, and it's the 2-2 for both teams. The favorites are the Green Bay Packers at 9 points. As of right now, I'm going the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh.
But if it comes out that Teddy Bridgewater is not playing, I'm going to switch it.
I think he's going to play, but I don't know if he's 100%.
I don't care what percent he is. Green Bay all day.
Yep, Green Bay.
All right, next we have the...
home team Thursday night.
The division game Thursday night. It's going to be a blowout. Technically, it has to be if we're going to go by tradition.
Yeah.
Starting off these Sunday games, we have the 3-1 Houston Texans at the 3-1 Dallas Cowboys. The battle for Texas. And the favorites in this one are the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm going to agree with it.
Yeah, I'll take Dallas.
No, fuck that, Houston.
Well,
I cannot pick a... nope.
No.
I can. It's pretty easy. You just click the thing, the little circle beside Dallas. It's real easy to do.
Can't do it. So what you're saying is...
yeah, I can't do it.
And we have the 2-2 Buffalo Bills at the 3-1 Detroit Lions.
Yep.
I'm going on the roll for Detroit.
Kyle Orton, give me Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's causing a big stir up here.
Really?
Oh, dude, everybody, nobody wants him to play.
Hold on, you want E.J. Manuel to play?
For some reason, E.J. Manuel is like Buffalo's baby, and I don't understand why.
It's because you guys are part Canadian.
Did he tell the fans, fuck you too, like Geno Smith?
And he's still starting.
Yeah.
Michael Vick.
For now.
Michael Vick ain't starting yet.
For now.
Yeah, for now. Vic, yeah, 2 weeks, I guarantee you, Vic starting.
Dream team, baby. You better hope I don't get bored and try to rip
that. That'll be on the fucking next week's show. Who are you kidding?
No, I have to be bored because then I have to go to my external hard drive, find that episode, upload it into Audacity, find that comment, and then after that, it's really easy, but I have to go through all that other stuff first.
Right.
Okay, let's move on to the Baltimore Ravens, who are 3-1, going up against the Indianapolis Colts in Indy, 2-2. I'm going Colts on this one.
Yeah, Andrew Luck's playing too good. Give me the Colts.
Oh, I'm liking Baltimore right now. I'm picking Ravens.
Really?
Yeah.
And you wonder why he's 11th in the league.
I am not.
We have the 1-3 Tampa Bay Buccaneers going up against the unheard of 1-3 New Orleans Saints at New Orleans. That's why you pick them.
Yep.
Yeah. Is it possible for New Orleans to go 8-8, 8 losses on the road, 8 wins at home?
That's possible.
Is it possible for the Bears to go 8-8 and win every
road game
and lose every home? No, that couldn't happen because they'd have to win in Green Bay, and that's
that ain't gonna happen.
Mission impossible.
Yep.
Unless Rodgers gets knocked out, which, you know, that's how they won last year.
I don't think that'll help anyway.
Helped last year. That's the one you need to stop. He's the one throwing the ball all over the defense.
As bad as Chicago's defense is, I don't think that would help.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it?
Because you'd have to get down to, like, the four-string quarterback before you'd find one that couldn't throw on Chicago.
Damn.
Dude, fucking Kaepernick couldn't throw on Chicago.
Kaepernick sucks.
Yeah, he's not.
He's been to a Super Bowl.
Wait, didn't we just talk about this earlier? Shitty quarterbacks can still win Super Bowls.
No, he didn't win.
No.
He just made it there.
Oh, God, do we want to really talk about how many shitty quarterbacks made the Super Bowl?
Yeah, Rex Grossman.
Yep.
But actually, fucking Kaepernick actually scored more than Grossman to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well.
But anyway, where are we at?
Giants.
Well, no, we're in, yeah. The 2-2 Atlanta Falcons at the 2-2 New York Giants. This is kind of split. The 4-point favorites are the Giants, and that's where I'm going with it.
Yeah, Atlanta on the road plays bad, so give me the Giants.
I'll take the fucking Giants.
Yeah, I bet you will.
What?
Take them in the ass.
Not, wow! Damn!
The 2-2 Pittsburgh Steelers.
With the first pick in the NFL draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select.
I'm picking the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
Fuck the Steelers, but yeah, I'll take them.
Yeah, that's how I feel to fail.
Then the Arizona Cardinals, who are 3-0 at the 2-1 Denver Broncos. I see a loss here. I'm going Denver Broncos.
Yep.
Yeah.
The 1-3 New York Jets at the 3-1 San Diego Chargers. Chargers are doing really well this year. The Jets are
bad.
Rex Ryan.
San Diego.
Yep. What could be a very interesting game, the 2-2 Kansas City Chiefs at the 2-2 San Francisco 49ers. I'm picking the 49ers.
I'm taking the Chiefs. I don't think San Francisco's won a home game in that new stadium yet.
Yeah, they did. They just beat the Eagles.
Oh, was that in San Francisco?
Yep.
Well, regardless, they suck.
Yeah. Shut up. I'll take San Francisco.
I bet you will.
Not in the ass.
I didn't say you would in the ass. God.
I was waiting for Moff to be like, in the air.
You did say fucker in a pussy.
God. I don't see what the big deal about that whole thing is.
It was funny.
No.
It was on live news, dude. Come on.
No.
It actually made air.
The 3-0 Cincinnati Bank. Oh, no, we already talked about that one. Right?
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up. And the Monday night game, because the Cincinnati Bengals are the Sunday night game. The Monday night game, the 2-1 Seattle Seahawks at the 1-3 Washington Redskins. Yeah, I'm just not high on the Redskins. Redskins are fucking terrible.
Yeah. Seattle's going to kill them. I think the question is this going to be a freaking 20-point win or not?
Yeah, I think anything below that could be considered a loss in Seattle's eyes, but I see them winning anyways.
All right, I think that does it for this, and if you guys want to throw out your plugs, and even though you've been doing this whole time.
Yeah, it's at the Mop Jockey.
That FTW 780.
But I thought it was at...
Get it up here, and...
No.
That's just his motto.
No, and I'm not changing my Twitter handle to that.
We should have you change your bio to that. I can't get it up here.
Oh, damn it.
You gotta add the "and" at the end also.
Yeah.
Because now that's part of it.
Yeah.
Until I get time to edit it out.
No, no. Just leave it. It's perfect.
Yeah,
or if I go.
Now the and Save. And makes it better.
I can get it up here and.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, the and's got to stay.
I guess if you're going to insult me, do it proper, sir.
But if it was, it's just so easy.
Yeah, I kind of leave myself open for shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just like your relationship.
Wow. Jesus Christ, why don't you just kick me in the nuts while you're at it, man?
Are you into that?
No!
Anyway, that'll do it for us here on NFL Easy Picks. And then we'll end. Yeah, that will be the end.
Don't forget to fucking hashtag us. Fucking email us.
Hashtag Doofus Bitch Awareness Month.
Thank you for listening to NFL Easy Picks on Kayfabe Sports Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Kayfabe Sports and at NFL Easy Picks. Email the show at anythingpicks@gmail.com and be sure to use hashtag NFL Easy Picks.